when we walk with the Lord in the light of His Word. What a glory He sheds on our way. While we do His good will, He abides with us still, and with all who will trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust.
I will exalt the Lord with my whole heart. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Good morning, Bahamas. I'm Reverend Paulette Cartwright, President of the Abaco Christian Council and Rector of St. John the Baptist Anglican Parish in Marsh Harbor, Abaco. The word of God for today is found in Deuteronomy chapter 28 and verses 1 and 2. If you fully obey the Lord your God and carefully keep all His commands that I am giving you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the world. You will experience all these blessings if you obey the Lord your God. Let me begin by asking you a question. Are you blocking your blessing? If you didn't know it, now you would know. Yes, you can block your blessings. Have you ever had the thought, something just doesn't seem right here? I'm doing all the right things, reading my Bible, going to church. I'm even tithing. So where's my blessing? Why am I still struggling? Why is my money still tight? Do these sound familiar to you? Of course it does. We've all had that conversation with ourselves at some time or the other. But what have we done to resolve it? First off, we usually have these thoughts when comparing ourselves with others, and it's usually in the financial realm. We see so-and-so over there have a bigger house, a nice new car, maybe a high-paying job, or even a prosperous business. And we say to ourselves, why is he doing so well? I go to church regularly when he doesn't go to church. I've been giving to the poor. I pay my tithes. I probably read my Bible more than him too. So what am I missing? Well, I've said those same things many, many times, and I think it's a valid question. When we see these results in someone else's lives, we want those same results for ourselves. Therefore, we want to make sure that we are doing what is required to get those same results. Makes sense, right? But here's what we must remember. There are certain things that can block your blessings and keep you from prospering to the full. There are many things that can stand in the way of your blessings. There is one blessing blocker that I believe so many of us have knowingly and unknowingly erected in our lives, and that is disobedience. Now, before you write this one off, take a second and think about it. When we hear disobedience, our minds instantly go to big stuff like getting drunk, sex outside of marriage, partying, drugs, etc. And I know many of you listening to me aren't doing those sort of things. But perhaps the Lord has told you to forgive someone and you haven't. Maybe the Lord have been impressing upon your heart the need to change your lifestyle and submit to Him. Maybe He has been calling you into ministry, but you have been analyzing and justifying your circumstances and telling the Lord that the time just ain't right. Don't you realize that that's disobedience? Remember the commandment, "Thou shalt have no other gods besides me." Would you consider the possibility that you do have other gods and they are our own selfish egos? We place our wants before God, and our wants become our gods. In Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1 to 14, God promises us that if we obey the voice of the Lord, then all these blessings will come upon us and overtake us. What were these blessings? Their towns and fields would be blessed. Their children and crops would be blessed. Their flocks and herds would be blessed. Wherever you go and whatever you do, you will be blessed. How was that for a blessing? But the blessings came with a stipulation. They had to obey the commands of the Lord. Now, I believe that although the writer of Deuteronomy recorded these words of the Lord for the nation of Israel, we can find relevance in them for us today. Verse 15 tells us that if we don't obey the voice of the Lord, then these blessings will not come upon us. One of the blessings God promises for obedience is that He will command a blessing on your storehouse. It reminds me of Paul saying, "My God shall supply all of your need according to His riches in glory." Do you know that there is no limit to God's riches? And there is no limit to God's blessings? But the blessings come with obedience. Isaiah chapter 48, verse 17 to 18 is also very interesting. Thus says the Lord your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, "I am the Lord your God, who teaches you to profit, who leads you in the way that you should go. Oh, that you had hearkened to my commandments, then your peace and prosperity would have been like a flowing river." He's leading you, you know. But are you obeying? Are you following without restraints and without reservations? Is your peace and prosperity flowing right now? If it's not, then I urge you to check yourself. What is it that you should be doing and you are not? Maybe He's given you instructions you haven't obeyed yet. Why are you procrastinating? Jesus says in John chapter 10 and verse 10, "I am come that you may have life and have it more abundantly." Don't let disobedience be the block to you receiving freely the abundance of your blessings. Father, open our hearts to your will and your way today, and make our lives obedient to you. Amen.
Trust and obey, for there's no other way.